The Progressive Democrats of America have come up with a really great idea. So, Tim Carpenter, welcome to the Randy Rhodes Show.
Nicole, thanks so much. That's a hard act to follow there. Thanks for having us.
I know. Well, following Randy is always tough. How do you think I feel? I'm sitting in her chair for 4 days, but having a great time, and glad she'll be able to dig out tomorrow. But so, Tim, here's how I've been promoting it, is you did come up with a way for people to take action and not even have to take any time off of work if they're lucky enough to still have a job.
Yeah.
Tell us about the brown bag.
Make your lunch hour work for you.
Mm-hmm. It's a brown bag lunch vigil.
Correct. And it's just as easy as it sounds. Take two or three of your friends, get out in front of your congressional member office there in the district, and have lunch and hold your health turnout warfare signs. Remind those folks that are walking by during your lunch hour that we're spending $1 million for every soldier we send to Afghanistan. More importantly, how that money can be spent to bring about universal health care for all of us, how that money can be better spent here at home for teachers, for jobs, how we can green our economy. So it's a very simple thing to do. Simply go to the website, see if there's one already in your neighborhood. We're very excited. Last month, there were 22 already. As I speak to you today, there's 44 vigils that are being planned. And these are not in your traditional areas where you would think blue areas. We're talking Mississippi, Indiana, San Diego, California, Bakersfield, California, out in the Brookshires in Massachusetts, across the country. Activists are simply giving up their lunch hour to hand out health care, not warfare stickers, to challenge your member of Congress to stop standing in the way of the citizens who want to bring an end to the occupation in Iran and Iraq and have really stalled and killed any hope we had for any real health care reform. And so it's a very simple way to simply get out and make a difference.
All right. I think you just had a Freudian slip because you said the occupation in Iran and Iraq. And I think you meant Iraq and Afghanistan.
What time
Iran,
is it? Yes,
we would be occupying Iran if Sarah Palin had her way, apparently.
Yeah,
but luckily, we're not there yet.
Yeah, no, excuse me, Iraq and Afghanistan. And as you know right now, Nicole, and most of the listeners, Congress is about to appropriate another $33 billion in regards to Afghanistan, money that simply is being wasted there. It's time to bring it back here at home. So that's the purpose of these vigils. You don't have to travel to Washington. God knows we've done that. We have a Democratic administration. Unfortunately, electing just Democrats isn't going to make it. We've got to move existing Democrats. And as you said, take this election season, do our brown bag vigils, but really start electing progressive Democrats that can make a difference. That's what Progressive Democrats of America was founded on 6 years ago. It's why the last election cycle, we helped elect Eric Massa in a conservative area in New York.
Who was awesome. Eric Massa. I love that man. He's what we need in Congress.
Well, he exactly speaks to what we want. He wasn't afraid to speak truth to power when he came. He spoke out on single payer. He signed 676, the Conyers bill. He's spoken mm-hmm. out. He's willing to risk to make a difference. He's the kind of guy we have to help to get reelected. Donna Edwards is another example out in Maryland, CD4, first African-American woman we elected against a centrist pro-war Democrat. So while we do our brown bag vigils, we have to keep an eye, as you said, towards the primary and the general election. Southern California, there's another one of these races coming up. We're activists. You don't have to be in Southern California, but be part of Progressive Democrats of America and other organizations that are working with Marcy Winograd against Jane Harman.
And she is awesome, too. Yep. Marcy Winograd is great. And Jane Harman is a blue dog who has never met a war she didn't like.
She's the, what they oftentimes say is she's the best Republican with a D by her name. And mm-hmm. it's simply time for her to go. And Marcy, I can't think of a better person if you're in Los Angeles area to be involved with. But if you're listening outside of that area, because of the progressive community as organized as we're getting now, you can be part of that campaign. You can make phone calls from your home. You can send money. You can target your hours and your dollars and make a difference. And that's what PDA is about. Go out to the vigils and hopefully we'll prevent anything happening in Iran here shortly and make sure we get that money redirected from Afghanistan and Iraq.
You got that right. And the website is pdamerica.org, and I've got a link on my blog at radioornot.com. I'm sure that Randy's gang will put it in her Rhodes Scholar's Notes and in the homework. So on her website at randyrhodes.com, too, I've got a link directly to the brown bag vigil site so you can see if there's already one planned in your congressional district. And if there isn't one, you can organize it yourself. And Progressive Democrats of America has all the tools there. See, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'd love to get out and protest and be active, but I can't take time off from work. I can't leave my home and my family. This is a great thing. And you're doing it the third Wednesday of every month. So the February one is coming up this coming Wednesday.
Correct. And what's exciting, Randy, is it's not just PDA now.
Well, I'm Nicole, but that's okay.
What we're very proud of is the groups that are coming forward now to be part of this. It's not just PDA. It's really growing. And thanks for the opportunity to let folks know about it, and I hope they'll visit the website.
You got it right. Tim Carpenter, Director of Progressive Democrats of America, thanks for letting us know about this, and thanks for all the good work you do.
Nicole, thanks so much. I hope you get home soon. Thank you.
Okay, bye.